Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, mit Sechtes Yevames, Perik Yud Aleph. We know that if someone marries, so his wife's relatives are osur to him. However, says the Mishnah, Noisin, he could marry the relatives of a woman, Alhu Anusa. If she wasn't actually married to him, but he forced her to live with him, Vala Mefuta, or convinced her, but never actually married her. Even though this person was ever a terrible Avera by doing that, but Lemaisa, the Mishnah says that he's not usher to her relatives. Vaitra Zakta the Mishnah. Al Hanesua. But if he forces a woman to live with him or convinces her, and this woman is a relative of a woman that he's married to, Chayiv, then he's Chayiv. Zakta the Mishnah Vaitra Noisei Odom. A man is allowed to marry Anusas Aviv. A woman that his father forced her to live with him, Umefutasav, or his father convinced her, as long as he didn't officially marry her. In a similar vein, says the Mishnah Vayter, Anusas Benoi, a person can marry a woman who was an Anusa of his son, Umefutas Benoi, or his son convinced her to be with him. Because they were never married, Lemaisa Alpi Halacha, therefore she's not considered his daughter-in-law. Zakdaba the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Oitzer, Banusas Aviv, Umefutas Aviv. Rabbi Yehuda Asers, in the case of a woman whom his father forced her to live with him or convinced her to live with him. But this is all min haTorah. The Bat Tanura explains, L'maisa b'chachamim asered, even if there are serious rumors that a person had a shaychus with a certain woman, he's no longer allowed to marry her daughter, her sister, or her mother, or one of her relatives. And that's because being that they're constantly there, we're scared it'll lead to an aveira. And if a person was over and he married the relative of his anusa or his mefuta, or the relative of a woman that there was a chshad that he may have had shaychus with her, b'di'evet, we don't make her leave the marriage. The Mishnah says, noisin alhu anusa, so it's mashpa even l'chatchila. He's allowed to marry the relative of a woman that he wasn't officially married to, even though he lived with her. It does not appear that there's an isur d'rabbana from the lashon of the Mishnah. So the Bat Tanura explains, because our Mishnah is talking about after the Anusa or the Mefuta, this woman that he lived with, died. So under those circumstances, we don't have that much of a concern. So quickly, as we go over, we learned in our Mishnah, if a person was ma'anes, or convinced a woman to live with him, even though they weren't married, he is mutter min ha-toira to marry her relatives. If someone was ma'anes or mefata, a relative of his wife, of his existing wife, he's chayiv. Then we had a machloikis, Tanakama holds that a person can marry a woman that his father was ma'anes or mefata, being that this is not his father's real wife. Or for that matter, he can marry a woman that his son was ma'anes or mefata, because it's not his real daughter-in-law. But Rabbi Huda answers, in the case of Anusas Aviv and Mefutas Aviv, that's a machlokes ha'ilum shat in the pasuk. We also learned that this is min ha'toira, but min drabanan, he is not allowed to marry the relatives of a woman that he was together with, even though they weren't officially married. It's mashma from the lashon of the Mishnah that he can lechatchila. This is talking about after the Anusa and the Mefuta passed away already.